Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the live Saturday show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. As always, that number allows you to bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, according to NewsHounds, William Cohen, he's a Republican and a former Secretary of Defense under Bill Clinton, appeared on this morning's, this meeting yesterday morning.
Bill Clinton had a Republican Secretary of Defense?
Apparently.
Okay.
On this morning, or yesterday morning's Fox and Friends First, they gave him two segments, ostensibly to speak about the Middle East and to plug his new novel. However, at the end of the second segment, host Brian Kilmeade asked a question and got an answer that made me wonder about the Bush administration's next steps in its ongoing fear-mongering campaign. Here's an excerpt from their conversation. Mr. Cohen says, quote, "What we need in this war against terror, which I would prefer to call a long twilight struggle, to use John Kennedy's phrase, a long twilight struggle against terrorism, you need better intelligence, better police work, covert activity, special forces, if necessary, ultimately military. But it's going to be through police work and the sharing of intelligence that we'll help to that will be able to help defend us against attacks which are inevitably going to come." Now, of course, let's not forget that it's been 5 years now that there have been no terrorist attacks in the United States.
Nothing's happened on our soil.
But this guy says they're coming. It's inevitable. The host of the show came back with, "Mr. Secretary, finally, do you think that the next 10 years we're going to be looking at some type of draft because we seem to need... have so many conflicts to cover?" Back to Cohen. "I'm not sure if there'll be a draft. I think there should be a commitment to universal service. I think that only a few people are really committed to this war against terrorism and called. I think the American people have to understand that we're all in this together."
What if I don't want to be in it, though?
"We are all in this together.
But I don't want to be.
We ought to have a real call to national service to commit ourselves to some form of public service." What does he mean when he says national service?
Well, it sounds to me like he means that you work for the government in some capacity for some period of time, say 2 years, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You either serve in the military or you're in some kind of government work.
He gives you some ideas. "Helping out at homes, health care, nurses, etc., but something has to be done." Host of the show says, "Something's got to be done." He says, "To put us on a war footing mentally, we're just not there." He's talking about a draft.
Really is.
It's another word for a draft. And it's been thrown around for the last 5 years. It's been here and there. There hasn't been a lot of news reporting on it. And again, this is just a quick excerpt from a morning news show on Fox. Just dropping it out there. Just testing the waters. Let's throw out this term of
national service.
Because it wouldn't be a draft if you didn't call it a draft.
That's the game. That's what they're doing, Mark. They're gearing up to create a national service program to where every American, as you put it, has to spend 2 years in service to the government. Because apparently, you owe it. This is the freest nation in the world, Mark. And
not according to every list we've seen.
You owe some time. Because you're here in the freest nation of the world, and we're in the middle of a war on terror, and it's time for you to serve. It's time for you to come and pack boxes, help. Whatever it is, they're going to allow some people to choose what area of service they go into. So they're going to be mandating that everybody come and work for the government for a certain period of time, which of course means if you're working for the government, that gives them the opportunity to sort of brainwash you even further with their propaganda. But they're going to say it's not a draft because you get to choose which area you go in. You can be servicing the military. You could go into the military. You could go over here and help Homeland Security. You could go over
FEMA.
Here and work for FEMA. So you get to choose. Isn't that nice? They're letting you choose where you can serve. Don't you want to serve America?
I want to serve America, but I want to do it by not working for the government. I believe that I serve America every day by going out and having a job that creates things. I think that government employees don't create anything.
Don't you owe
They don't
the
add
government?
To the economy. They actually are a burden on the economy.
Don't you owe the government? I mean, our government, Mark, has taken care of you since day number one. The government has been there for you.
Why have they taken care of me? I'm from upper middle class parents. They haven't taken care of me.
We've been there.
We have taken care of the rest of America.
We're paying your
mom's. I mean, the middle class carries the burden. They're not paying. Hold on.
Social Security.
Wait a second. My mom is paying her own retirement. She's worked well past 65.
If it weren't for government, she'd be starving in the streets right now.
No.
Now, you need to join up with the National Service Squad.
That's ridiculous.
Can you believe this?
No.
Well, it's true. This is what happened on their Fox Morning Show the other day, and there's nobody actually with an official proposal quite yet, but you do have Charles Rangel, who's a Democrat. This guy's a Republican. This is going to be a bipartisan effort. You've got Charles Rangel, who's proposing draft legislation. You've got other people who want to change the term from draft to national service because it sounds nicer and it's not, you know, it's not as mean sounding as the draft. I mean, who doesn't want to be serving people, right? Well, I don't. I don't want to have any involvement with the government. I don't owe the government anything. The government doesn't have anything to do with my existence. I just happen to be born on this particular plot of land, and because I was born here does not mean that I should be forced at gunpoint to work for the state, because that's what national service is. Because if you don't want to serve, if they come to you and say, Mark, you're 18 now, it's time to join up and come on and join the national service program. Well, no, I don't want to go. I've got a job, I've got a life, I've got friends, I've got family, I'm busy, okay, thanks, no
right.
Thanks. Well, Mark, I'm afraid there's going to be a 5-year penalty in jail if you don't want to serve nationally.
I don't like this whole idea of a draft. I don't like
it. No, it's national service.
Whatever. It creeps me out, the whole idea that in a free country we would have conscription.
But you're going to get paid, Mark.
It's still conscription. If you have to do it. If you're going to put me in jail because I don't do it, it's conscription.
Well, we might just fine you. We might just fine you $500,000.
Well, who the heck are you to fine me?
We're the government, and we're in charge.
Yeah, well,
if you hadn't noticed, we have lots of guns.
That much is true. They are the government, and they are in charge, and they do have lots of guns. And if they made up some rule like this, that's it. They're the government, they're in charge, and they have a lot of guns, and that's the way that goes. But it doesn't make it a good thing, and it doesn't make it having anything to do with liberty or freedom. That's what America's about, and that stuff there that they're talking about, national service or universal service, is creepy.
Well, apparently some people are behind this idea, and if you're one of the people that thinks that this is a super-duper idea, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, there must be some people in the regular run of the, your average American. There must be some average Americans that think that this concept is an okay idea, because the guys in Washington are about ready to put this on the plate. I don't know how soon this is going to come up, but things have been bubbling on this for several years now.
Yeah.
They've been promoting the Selective Service in radio spots, trying to get kids to sign up for the Selective Service. And
they had stopped doing that for a while.
Cheney and some of the other guys up there have been just sort of saying, well, they've said things like this in public. They said, well, I support a voluntary force, and the U.S. military should be voluntary. But it's good that we have the Selective Service there in case that we come to need it someday.
I don't think the military guys really want a draft back either. I mean,
no, the military guys certainly don't.
Would you want to be fighting alongside somebody who didn't want to be there?
No.
I don't.
I don't want to be hosting a talk show with somebody that doesn't want to be here. So, no, I totally understand that. And you're right, the military guys are against it. But that doesn't matter, because it's the administration that's going to be making the choices. They're going to be setting the policy.
It's the administration that sets the policy on how to fight a war in the first place, and that's probably the reason we're in such a mess as far as this war goes.
Absolutely.
For this police action, and or whatever you want to call it, in Iraq.
I wonder what... you know what? It'd be really interesting. I mean, not that I want this to happen. But it seems like it might, right? I mean, it seems like this national service thing might actually come to be. How are the Republican pundits, how are the talk show hosts out there going to promote this? How is it that they're going to get behind this and promote it as though it's such a great idea? Because they back everything that George Bush does. I mean, anything he does, whoa, it's George Bush. He's a Republican. It must be a good idea.
This is for smaller government.
How is it they could Rush Limbaugh spin this one?
I always thought Rush Limbaugh was a small government guy until he started backing everything that George Bush does.
Do you think the national service is a good idea? If so, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, on the way, some people have compared George W. Bush to Hitler. And some people have said, not fair. It's not a fair comparison. So why don't we take a closer look? 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to. And leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can also join the fun on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a listener map. If you go to map.freetalklive.com, you can add yourself to it, or you can just scroll around and see who's listening to the show. Over 1,500 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves as little digital push pins on our map at map.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We had Jacob Hornberger on the show not too long ago. He's the founder of the Future of Freedom Foundation, and he's got a very interesting article here about this whole comparison of Bush and Hitler. Some people have said Bush is like Hitler, right? And others have come out and said that's not accurate at all. Bush hasn't thrown people in ovens, as you said right before we went to break. And indeed, he does acknowledge that, but he looks at the issue a little closer than I think most people have. Amidst all the discussion and debate about whether President Bush has violated the law by ordering the NSA to record phone conversations, we mustn't overlook one important fact, that the United States is now traveling in uncharted waters, one in which the ruler of the nation is exercising omnipotent power over the American people. A more appropriate word would be one that offends some Americans when it's applied to their system of government, dictatorship. But as uncomfortable as that term might make Americans, the fact is that ever since 9/11, Americans have been living under dictatorial rule. What is a dictator? Well, a dictator is a ruler whose powers are omnipotent, that is, unconstrained, by external or superior law. A dictator has the power to take whatever actions he wants without concerning himself about whether or not they're legal. Anything a dictator does is legal because he is the law. It wasn't always that way in the United States. When the Constitution was enacted, its goal was not only to call the federal government into existence, but also to ensure that it would not be headed by a dictator.
Well, let's say for a second that, let's just use George Washington, first president. We're talking about that sort of time frame. Let's say that George Washington never did, and I don't know that he ever did, never did anything that would have stepped out of the purview of the president. He never did anything that was unconstitutional, never attempted to do anything unconstitutional.
Okay.
I can tell you that Thomas Jefferson, my favorite president of all of them, because I just like his writings and that kind of thing, he did. He sent what was then the incipient Navy. He was the first president with a Navy.
Right.
He sent them to what was at the time Tripoli or Lebanon, not Lebanon,
the Barbary Pirates?
Yeah, the Barbary Pirates thing. He did that, and he did it without an act of war from Congress.
Okay.
So it was sort of, you know, that's in the neighborhood of being unconstitutional. Let's say Washington never did such a thing.
Got it.
Now, would he be a dictator because he was never constrained by the Constitution?
I don't know about that.
Okay. I'm just saying that if you're completely free to do whatever you want, if your freedoms never touch the law.
Well, so, wait a minute. So you're saying that he's free to do what he wants so long as he doesn't...
Well, I'm saying, for instance, you know, let's talk about nudity. I'm free to walk around in clothes every day.
Yeah.
In society. I'm free to smoke cigarettes. I'm free to drink alcohol.
Uh-huh.
I'm free to do all these things in America. Now, if I try to smoke pot, or I try to drink, peyote juice or something like that,
okay,
then I'm constrained by the law. But I'm saying that he's saying that a dictator is somebody who is able to do whatever they want. And
right,
a president would be able to do, George Bush could do whatever he want as long as he never violated the Constitution flagrantly. I think that he has made some violations of the Constitution.
Yeah.
But, he's only sort of pinked at the edges of it, at the periphery.
You think? What are you talking about?
Well, each president has expanded their power a little bit.
Okay. I don't know if I'm sure where you're going.
Well,
he
hasn't taken every Muslim in the United States and marched them off and put them in gas chambers.
I understand that. There's a list here of the things that he has done that absolutely are extra-constitutional, and you and I have talked about it for the last 4 years on this show, of various different things that this administration and the government in general has done that is certainly not constitutional. We bring stuff up every night on the show.
It's our job to hold the executives to task on these issues.
Well, not only is it our job, but it's also the job of the judicial and the legislative branches of the government.
They haven't done such a great job at that.
Indeed. To accomplish, so the Constitution enacted, one of the things about the Constitution was checks and balances, so we don't have a dictator in America. To accomplish that, the framers inserted language expressly limiting the president to a few well-defined powers. So he can sign bills and, you know, all that. If a power wasn't enumerated, the president couldn't legally exercise it. The Constitution was the higher law that governed the actions of all federal officials. After all, the Constitution created the office of the presidency.
Right.
The president did not create the Constitution. So the Constitution is the set of rules that the government, at all levels, all three of the different branches, must be run by. Who would disagree with that, right? The Constitution was the higher law that governed the actions of all their officials. What if the president intentionally violated those restrictions? Well, there's two remedies. First, the judicial branch could declare the president's acts to be in violation of the Constitution and order him to comply with its judgment. As the Supreme Court held in the famous case of Marbury v. Madison, the judicial branch's determination of constitutionality trumped the president's opinion of constitutionality. Second, the Constitution gave the legislative branch of government, Congress, the power to impeach the president and even remove him from office. What many Americans fail to understand is that it's entirely possible to have democracy and a dictatorship at the same time. Democracy entails the use of elections to place people into the positions of power. Dictatorship entails the extent of the powers that the ruler is able to exercise after he assumes office. Therefore, it's entirely possible to have a democratically elected dictator, a person who has been duly elected to office who exercises dictatorial powers. Saddam Hussein was one. 99% of people in Iraq voted for Saddam Hussein.
Well, the elections were fixed.
Once you get a dictator in, then the elections get fixed.
As Joe Stalin said, it doesn't matter who, you know, it doesn't matter if every vote counts, it matters who counts the votes.
Therefore, it's entirely possible to have a democratically elected dictator, a person who's been duly elected to office who exercises dictatorial powers. This is exactly the case of George W. Bush. Now, some Americans have been offended whenever critics bring up the name of Adolf Hitler in discussing the dictatorial powers that Bush is now exercising. But they're missing the point. When the critics bring up Hitler's name in the context of Bush's powers, they're not suggesting that they're somehow equivalent evils, or that Bush has committed the horrors and atrocities that Hitler has committed. What they're saying is that Hitler sets a good benchmark for what dictatorship involves. Therefore, he provides a good means by which to measure the powers being exercised by another ruler. He's the standard, if you will. If George Bush or any other American president exercises the same types of omnipotent powers that Hitler exercised, then that should serve as a powerful wake-up call for the American people, who've long wondered how the German people could have allowed Hitler to become a dictator. Therefore, the issue isn't whether Bush is a good man, as many of his supporters contend. The issue is whether this good man has assumed dictatorial powers in the wake of 9/11.
Well, definitely the office of president has gotten more powerful under George Bush. And I, you know, whether you believe he's a good man or not, do you believe the next president's going to be a good man? What if the next president's a Democrat? Or, you know, some third party? Who knows? Who cares?
Someone who inherits the powers that Bush has now and might use it in ways that your party might not like.
If Bush is a good man, then in 2008 we will have a new president. And that president could not be a good man or not be as good of a man.
So the issue is,
what if it was John Kerry?
Whether any man, good or evil, Kerry or Bush, should be given dictatorial powers. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to explore this more. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We got Joe in Boston, Nakaya in New Hampshire, and more. This is your show. You bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the internet.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You can talk about whatever you want. If you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 120,000 posts there. We've got over 1,200 people interacting. Serious topics, fun issues. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That gets you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Looking for a little politically independent common sense? Download the show hosted by a man once referred to as Michael Moore and Ann Coulter's Love Child. Loud, fast, and smart, it's a show already popular with many FTL fans. Common Sense with Dan Carlin. You can get the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
And we're going to the phones. I'll continue the Bush-Hitler comparison here in a bit. But let's talk to Joe in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
I want to comment first. Let me turn down the radio here, the volume.
Sir.
On your Dick Tour, and then I want to ask a favor, and then I want to tell a story.
Okay. Take it easy. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't think we should give dictatorial powers our leaders.
We didn't. They took them.
Yeah, well, we have to take them back.
That's the tricky part.
It is tricky.
Yeah, and can you, as you know, I can't see, can you send me the link to that article you guys read last night about the money? Because I have a hard time finding those things.
Oh, the guy that had his life savings stolen from him.
Yeah.
By the police. You know, I can't specifically send emails to people anytime they want something, Joe, but you can find it linked on our website at bbs.freetalklive.com. What's your third part?
Okay, that's where it is, BBS, that's a link to, so I go in there and look around there?
Yeah, go into the issues area and you'll find all of our show prep is always posted in the issues forum at bbs.freetalklive.
Now, that's where the newspaper is because I want to get the article and send it to someone, correct?
Yep, it's in there. You'll find it there. It's there.
My question is, was he going to buy the truck or with all his life savings or something like that?
Yeah, he was going to go buy a produce truck.
It was him and three of his friends. They'd all pooled their money together, their life savings. So
did they take it out of a bank? Because I was told you can't have that much money unless you declare.
It didn't sound like it had been taken out of a bank, no.
So just kept saving it and saving it and saving it, right?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it was like $60,000 from one guy, $40,000 from another guy, and they pooled it all together. Cops pulled him over. Dog barked at the car. Cops took the money, and now it's gone. Now the court has decided that he does not get it back, even though there was no evidence of any drug activity at all.
I was told, maybe you should put a link up to the Constitution. People can download the Constitution on your website. I was told that you do not have to, and it was on 2020, my third party, you do not have to get out of a car or answer any questions when a cop stops you.
Well, if you're under arrest, it's not specifically stated in the Constitution.
No, it's not stated in the Constitution, but if you are under arrest, you'll have to get out of the car. However, if you've just been pulled over for whatever reason, no, you certainly don't have to.
The reason I'm asking is because they showed a thing last night. Or how would you, as a libertarian, I'm learning more about this. It's still hard for me. I'm sure you can understand because of my situation. How would you deal with the stopping? And I mean, this guy, the cop stopped him, and he gets your, you know what, out of the car.
When, as I understand it, this is not legal advice. I'm not a lawyer.
No.
But as I understand it, when you get pulled over by the cops, if you're driving, then you do have to identify yourself.
Fine.
You do have to provide your driver's registration and your insurance.
And
but that's it. You do not have to answer any other questions. If you have passengers, they do not even have to identify themselves to the police. So it's only the driver that has that one requirement. Now, if the cop orders you to get out of the car and you say you don't want to, and he says
you're going to have a scene on your hands,
you're going to have a problem. I mean, these guys have guns. They have attitudes. You're probably better off getting out of the car.
Have you ever been stopped, gotten out of the car, and made to do the dance on the street?
No, not to me, but I'd like to point out that if you are ordered out of your vehicle by the police, if you ever leave your vehicle, if you've been pulled over by the police, take your keys out of the ignition, take them out of the car, make sure your windows are rolled up, make sure the doors are locked, get out of the vehicle, close and lock the door behind you. Do not leave your car open because it's just an invitation to them to go in and poke around. So that's one way you can help keep yourself safe.
Anyway, the 2020 did a thing on it, and they said similar, the same thing you did. But what this guy did, he got out of the car, and apparently he was having coke. Or I guess they had a bunch of coke and all that. Passenger had a gun and got into a gun battle and boom, boom, boom.
God.
How would you, as a libertarian, handle a situation? If you were running, someday you ought to do the whole thing, because they say there is a better way, because you know, cop was, may I search your car in the passenger?
Well, the best way, Joe, and thanks for the call, man,
the best way is
to end the war on drugs. That's the libertarian solution here, because if the war on drugs is over, then the cops aren't looking for contraband anymore. They're not looking for coke and marijuana and all those things.
I mean, the reason that we have illegal searches in this country essentially is because of drugs.
Yeah, there are going to be no more shootouts on the side of the road over a drug search. It just won't happen.
You know,
same reason there's no shootouts over somebody having a six-pack in their car.
I can't imagine what the founding fathers were saying here when they said in the Fourth Amendment, no warrant shall issue upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons to be and things to be seized. You know, that people should be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. I can't imagine what the founding fathers were thinking when they wrote that down, that people should be secure in their persons and effects.
Well, you're being facetious, of course. They were thinking that the government can be out of control and that we should
have... But the cops are here to help us.
Right to privacy. Yeah, they're here to help you into a jail cell. I wish it was different. I wish the cops were peace officers and actually were concerned about helping people, but really they're just concerned about writing speeding tickets. Let's talk to Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WXNT. Hey, Vince.
How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening there and listening over to you on WXNT, and what the gentleman was talking about, yes, you do have, you know, if a policeman pulls you over in a car, yes, you have to identify yourself. That's
yes.
The law.
If you're the driver. If you're the driver.
If you're the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the passengers don't have to, but you should always, and like your advice, or not your advice, but just your suggestion.
Yes.
Roll the windows up, take the keys out of the ignition, turn the car off, and lock the car doors.
Absolutely.
So that second policeman can't come in and, oh, can we have a look around? And
in fact, if you can pull it off, and it's It probably differs depending on who pulls you over. But if you can pull it off, if you're going to go to jail and your car is on the side of the road or something like that, it's a good idea to prevent that situation from even happening. And it really ticks me off whenever I drive down the road and I see a cop. Let's say we're in a two-lane road, right? Two lanes on each side, so two lanes on our side that we're driving on. There's a cop sitting in the right lane of the road, pulled someone over in the right lane of the road when there's a parking lot 50 feet away. You could have pulled into the parking lot. So if a cop gets behind you, flips his lights on, and you're nearby a parking lot that you can pull into, take the extra 30 seconds or 45 seconds. It might irritate the cop a little bit, but it could be good. It could be a very good thing. If you pull into the parking lot, park the car, and then get out and close the door and lock it behind you. If you have to go to jail or something like that, you can call somebody and have your friend come and pick up the car instead of having the cops tow it away to their tow yard.
Uh-huh.
So that's one way to save you a few bucks as far as getting your car back.
But I was going to tell you guys something. I make a suggestion. I don't know if you bring talk show host or guest onto your show, but you might want to try to get a hold of James Bovard, Lost Rise.
Who?
James Bovard?
James Bovard, yeah.
Sounds familiar. What is the? Is it a book or something?
Yeah, it's a book he wrote back in 1995.
Hmm.
We
don't really interview authors too often here on Free Talk Live. If we have guests on, they're usually newsmakers of some sort. There's some sort of real reason to have them on, because if we have one guy on with a book, then everybody with a book wants to come on the show, and that's not what we're about. But thank you for the suggestion, man. Anything else on your mind?
But this is one thing, when you talked about, loss of freedoms, and people feel like they have more rights because they pay better taxes because of a bicyclist or a motorcyclist or something else of this nature, and I hear this, because I hear it in our neighborhood association meetings. I drive a car and I pay tax every time I fill up with gasoline, but, a bicyclist doesn't.
Yeah, so you're saying that the car drivers are acting as though they're more high and mighty than a bicyclist?
Yeah.
Hmm, yeah. Well, that's why we need to have private roads. That'd solve that whole problem immediately. Thanks for the call, Vince. 800-259-9231. Then it's my road, and I'm the one that paid for the road, and you get to play by my rules. You take control of the airwaves. Nikaya on the way. Your calls as well. Ladies, come first. If you dial in, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. Its basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer with over 30 different categories of products for you to shop from. I mean, if you are looking for something, it's probable that Amazon's got it in stock at amazon.freetalklive.com. Oh, wait, that's not how you normally enter Amazon's website. Well, that's because if you enter through our version, or our portal, if you will, amazon.freetalklive.com, then anything you buy at that point, we'll get a percentage of. So from now on, just make a point of doing all your online shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com, and we'll get a percentage of your purchase. It's a great way to help Free Talk Live and get the stuff you want.
You know, it's very easy to do with some research and check out the product that you want on the regular amazon.com website, and then go Free Talk Live, amazon.freetalklive.com, and you'll find out the prices are the same. We just get
there's
a little
no scam. There's no scam. There's no increase in prices here. I mean, if you don't believe us, you can check it out. But amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's continue with the phone calls. Let's talk to Nakaya in Keene, New Hampshire. Nakaya, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Calling you from your future hometown.
Congratulations. You made the trip. Nakaya, in case you're one of our Saturday-only listeners, Nakaya has been calling us periodically throughout the week as he has made the move 1,500 miles all the way from Florida up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So you made it, obviously, in one piece. What's going on up there?
Yeah, well, we're living in Hampton Beach right now, but we came out to Keene to meet Kat and Russell and a bunch of the other Free Staters.
Right.
And so we're at a pizza place right now, just having a good time, and I just wanted to let everyone know that might be on the fence about moving that there's plenty of people up here to help you out, and you already have friends up here.
Now, Nakaya, are you like me to where you've actually never been to New Hampshire before?
Yep.
And what was it like when you arrived in the state? How did you feel?
I felt like I had come home.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Once I got to my place and started meeting other Free Staters, it really felt just right and comfortable.
Well, what's so at home about it all?
Just people that think the same way as I do and, you know, for the most part, and are wanting to get out there and do something about this government that's trying to take over everyone's lives.
Do you have any regrets, or do you feel like you made the perfect choice?
I feel like I made a great decision. I think I'm really going to be able to make a go of things here, and the job market seems to be really good here.
What's the atmosphere like? I mean, you're there right now with, what, I mean, another 5 or 10 people, other people of like mind. What's the atmosphere like? What's it feel like to be around those people that have a similar worldview, that want less government, that want more freedom?
Oh, it's great, and it's just great hearing, you know, the different things that people are passionate about, you know, that might be their passion for why they're here or why they want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just great to, you know, see so many people that actually want to do something.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you up there when we arrive. Thanks, Nikai. I appreciate the update as always. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Chris in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Chris in Alabama. Chris going once. Chris, you there?
Good afternoon.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I had listeners, y'all.
Chris's cell phone not doing too well. In fact, Borov, why don't you put him on hold and see if we can get him to call back or rescue that call somehow, because I do want to hear what he has to say. 1-800-259-9231. You looked like you wanted to jump in on that Nikaya conversation, Mark. No?
You know, when I was there in Keene, in the same town that he's in now and where we're going to be moving to relatively shortly, I loved it. I looked around and I thought, you know, I can really be happy here.
I mean, you were somebody who was thinking, I want to live in a city, I want to live in a, you know, populated area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Keene's got 25,000 people, small city at best, right? I mean, you were...
There seems to be a real heartbeat to that small small town, or large town, I would say. You know, it's got a nice main street, lots of shops on there. It seems to be alive with people.
Cool.
It's definitely not the retirement community that we live in here.
Yeah.
A large retirement community, but a retirement community nonetheless.
Indeed. So we were talking before, and we're going to get back to Chris as soon as we can, but we were talking before about the dictatorial powers that President Bush had assumed. Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation, he was talking about how some people have compared George Bush and his powers to Hitler. Not in the sense that he's as bad as Hitler is, in that, no, he hasn't thrown anyone in an oven yet, and no, they haven't rounded anyone up into camps yet. So, no, he's not the same as Hitler, but the question is, are the powers there? Are they going in this? Is he going in the same direction? And in fact, Vice President Cheney was making much the same point when he recently said that Venezuela's democratically elected president Hugo Chavez was comparable to Hitler. You recall that being
yeah.
in the news? Well, Cheney wasn't suggesting that Chavez had instituted concentration camps either. What he was saying was that Chavez, though he was democratically elected, was consolidating power. The question that the American people must ask is, has President Bush been doing the same thing? That is, consolidating power ever since 9/11, especially as part of his war on terrorism and his invasion of Iraq. Everyone would have to concede that he has. And when they say when he says consolidating power, he's talking about outside of constitutional bounds, taking power, amassing power for himself, going beyond to the point where he's supposed to. The Constitution's supposed to keep him in check. The Constitution and the checks and balances, the judicial branch and the legislative branch are supposed to keep this man and the administrative branch and the executive branch in check. And they haven't.
It's true.
They've been dropping the ball. We're going to try Chris again in Alabama. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Chris in Alabama.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we got you back and sounding better now. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a bad cell connection on that cell phone.
Indeed. What's up?
I was responding to a program I listened to a few, several days ago. Y'all were speaking about having to get permits to add a room onto your home or to, you know, put in a sink or something like that. You know,
sure.
What they call it, a permit, so it's permission to do something.
Oh, no,
on
sorry,
your
I wasn't asking
property.
What it is. I was just stumbling over my words as I tried to make a sentence. Yes, we absolutely have talked about permits plenty of times in the past. They're onerous. They're outrageous. Essentially, a permit says you don't own your own property. You have to ask for permission from mommy government before you can do anything with it.
That's absolutely right. And you're speaking about dictatorial powers that the president has. Well, our state and local officials had those before he did. If you
sure.
look at the way permits are given out, and I've heard local officials, I even heard one government official perhaps a year ago state on one of the talking head networks
mm-hmm.
that, well, if you can't afford the permits, then you don't deserve to have a home or a piece of property or things of that nature.
What hubris.
Ridiculous.
Well, where do we draw the line in the sand when we try to go and educate people on how to vote, and we do vote, and it seems like the wrong people get in office anyway.
Well, the wrong people are looking for office. I mean, the problem is the power. The power of these political offices attracts bad people. There may be a couple of good guys trying to get into office, but for the most part, you're going to attract power mongers, people in search of control, people in search of power over others, and that's a real problem we have with the system.
It is a great problem we have with the system, and I think that our society has mom and dad so busy trying to, well, it used to be keeping up with the Joneses, you know, but now it's just, you know, making ends meet. Mom and dad has to work. Time they get home, take care of the children, take care of dinner and laundries, et cetera, et cetera. We have no time to go over the issues that are important.
You're right. You're absolutely right, because so many Americans are burdened by this by the taxes, the level of taxes at state, local, and federal all combined. I mean, you're looking at paying 60%, 50 to 60% of your income every year in taxes. If we could cut that back, I mean, heck, our ancestors had a revolution over a 1% tax.
Exactly.
If we could cut that back, then two people wouldn't have to work to support a household. Only one person have to work.
Had some information about a comprehensive annual financial report, and I called the State Audit General's office of the state of Alabama and requested an annual financial report for the Lee County, and they were quite on the defensive about me asking about this thing.
Really?
Because there is no law in the state of Alabama that states that any type of municipality, school district, water district, so on and so forth, has to hand in a comprehensive annual financial report. But Lee County did, but the last time they handed one in was in 1989, they had a surplus. In 1989, Lee County had a surplus of almost $180 million.
Wow.
So to your listeners, if you'll go to your county commissioner meetings or your city, your municipality city commissioners meeting, when they go up to you and they lay down the budget in front of you for this year, that's just the budget. That has nothing to do with their overall
budget. Right. The CAFR, as they call it, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, is the real deal. That's the real accounting of what's going on with the city and all their investments and all the things that they're doing. And, Chris, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. I wonder if he called in from Florence area. Anyway, hour number three is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. And dictatorship. You still got more to say on that. Bush and Hitler. Aren't they the same? We'll find out. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're